News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is pushing the buttons and making it happen, adjusting the levels, putting the music behind there, and getting everything ready for the podcast that'll pop up shortly after our interview. So we thank him for that. I'm Mark Lawrence. Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. In the studio with us now, he's actually here in person. Now, I've spoken to him a couple of times over the telephone, but now he is here. He's Marcellus, for just a lack of a much more elaborate description. He's the in-house artist at the Albright Center, and you've been driving around and seeing murals around the area. He is the muralist. Is that a term, a muralist?
Absolutely.
It is. Okay. Well, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. So it's funny you say appreciate having us, because you were just revealed that you have a team of individuals that have worked with you and help you and are allies and move you along. So that's fabulous. Well, introduce yourself a little to our audience, the muralist that painted the mural that's on the side of the H2 building in Sunbury, the office building there. Mm-hmm. And let's see, where else? We see your mural down at Keller Marine on 11 and 15. That's a biggie.
Yeah, it's actually 100 feet long by 20 feet tall, so it's pretty big, yeah.
Okay. And you did the United Way mural. I talked to you after you did that, so that was another opportunity. But tell us more about the art that you do in a typical basis, and then we're going to talk about a big event next weekend.
Right on. Yeah, so hey, Mark, thanks again for having me. I definitely want to give a shout out to SRI for housing all the projects we do and helping us out along the way. They've been a huge help. And then also, of course, my leaders and my church family over at H2 for really making this community here in Sunbury home for me. So, the work I'm doing currently is a huge collaboration with, like I said, different teammates, specifically a really good friend of mine and mentor, William McCullough. We've been developing this art program. He actually started a few years back, and now that technology's kind of catching up, we're really turning a corner, and really, really, really excited about bringing this program to life. So we got classes coming. We're working on, workshops and also a community initiative, which is part of the reason why we're having this event coming up. As we're doing the community initiative and classes and things, we're like simultaneously developing the new media aspects, because it's really important, especially with art or anything you're doing, to meet people right where they are, right? So right there on their screen. So we got like the app coming, website, video work, and eventually growing those into like more TV based things and like VR and augmented reality. So it's some really exciting stuff.
And this is under the umbrella of Earth Ventures.
Yeah. So Earth Art Advantage. So we essentially want to have two branches, right? So we have the non for profit piece, and then the for profit would be more the software, the new tech stuff, So the teaching method is really, I'm really excited about it, because for one, like, it's an art for all method, right? So that means you don't need any previous art experience to be able to do this, right? Which makes it accessible for everyone to try it, which is really, really cool. And especially in a world right now where a lot of people aren't creating. We see a lot of consumers. People are just consuming content, not really getting active with creating. So anytime you have something that can get people off their screens and into nature to, promote that stewardship and start to see the world around them in a more creative way, like literally turning their average normal world into extraordinary art. That's something worth talking about, right? It really begins, as far as the method that we're teaching, it really begins with something as simple as, just naturally seeing a cloud that may resemble a face or an animal's likeness in a falling tree. It's everyday art, and it's all around us. So, with that, and then you can take it to a more advanced level where and you start to use these screens and these tools that we have in our hands.
Holding up your phone.
Yeah, right? So you take the average, the screens and these things and you turn them into tools, to art tools, right? So then we're able to develop our vision a little bit more, make it clearer. And,
you're inviting everybody next weekend to go down to 5th Street in Sunbury near the Albright Center. The street will be blocked off, so it'll be all art in the street with vendors and music and food and fun, so like a mini festival.
Yeah.
And you're calling it a community invitational. Art is not just for a few, but it's for you. I'll be able to touch something when I get there. Okay. So earth art using mostly digital medium.
So it's like a cross pollination between like traditional, you know, using art like you know, color pencils and things like that. But you can also take your phone and you know, take your picture, print it out, work on it. Then so we'll explain all that for sure once we get there in person. But yeah, we'll do a live demonstration of that. But yeah, so essentially, we'll have some art prints, because what we do is once you go out in nature and you find these pieces, take a picture, we print it out, and then you work on it. So what we'll do is we'll have some pre-made prints that are, you know, of different things we've taken in nature, and just have people work on them. And then, of course, we'll give a live demonstration, just so you can get a little taste and see if you're interested.
Okay, so community invitational art event. It's Earth Art Advantage Program, a live demonstration. There'll be a Latin band for Fuego La Tierra is going to be there.
Yeah,
there'll be street food, which defined is what?
So we have the Chic Band food truck coming, and then Cooking from the Heart, this one food truck. So we'll have like tacos and pierogies, you know, the Pennsylvania classics.
All right, but the Chic Band is bringing there, and that's a little bit, well, everybody's familiar with them. Okay, there'll be fun for kids, so some kids' games and so on. Games and entertainment for everybody. Raffles and giveaways, outdoor art showcase. So art will be on display, but there'll be artists there as well, selling and live painting. So there's going to be some art taking place. And you're going to reveal a non-fungible token.
Yep. So so it's a fairly new concept, but it's a digital art, essentially. And what an NFT is, it's a digital asset, right? So these pieces that we have like a thousand of these pieces. I haven't really shown anybody yet. But yeah, we're starting down that road. And honestly, that's just another avenue to help raise funds for this programming. So yeah, we're really excited about that.
Well, and each one is separate and unique. So your idea is not just to have some fun next week. That certainly is one of the goals. But this is a global launch. I mean, can I call it that?
I mean, we'd like to grow to that. Like, so the initial thought is to implement it here in this community, because why not, right? And then you know, let it, put it in different organizations, let it get some traction. And then from there, like I said, we were developing these new media tools. So I feel like that's how we could scale into that global front, right? So we proved that it works, and then used the app and different tools like that to hit people where they are. And everywhere.
Kind of make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to experience this.
Absolutely.
And so digital art is one way that you're doing this, but and that would be using computers to draw or?
Yeah, well, you have your phone. Mm-hmm. You have that availability on your cell phone. You have it on these iPads, you know. So there's a couple of different ways you can go. And then, of course, there's softwares and collage programs for your desktop, too. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. And folks will be able to, if they're only getting a vague picture of this now, you'll be able to fill in the blanks when folks come down there next weekend, not this weekend, but on the 18th, it's Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. A section of 5th Street will be blocked there, so you'll be able to use really the only available open space that's really down there. And it's an opportunity for folks to hear some great music from 6 to 8 p.m. The food trucks will be there. The non-fungible token, the NFT reveal, is at 8 p.m., so folks will have to stick around all the way until then. Now, you have been around in town. I mentioned the murals, the wings that are down at Higher Hope on the side of the building there. But you've been around painting and so on. Can you describe your art to our audience? I call it kind of Lawrence's view would be Latin-influenced, creative, modern, abstract. How about that? Not really super-duper abstract. How's that?
Oh, that's pretty accurate.
We're getting there.
So,
okay.
Like, a lot of my work has, like, worlds within worlds, right? Because if you compare it to everyday life, it's not just the surface, right? So there's all these different layers and aspects, triumphs and trials, you know. There's a lot that goes into it. So I try to incorporate that into my art, and there's a lot of spiritual aspects to it, because that's a huge part of my life, right? But yeah, and I like to use color, because, you know, that's just who I am, you know. I like to bring the boldness. Like,
yeah, you don't have any black and white works that I've seen anyway.
Not a lot. I might have one or two in a closet somewhere, but that's about it.
Okay. So, yeah. Folks that want to see your work, is there a website in particular that is available for Marcellus's art now, and also the Earth Art Advantage program?
Yeah, so for my personal work, it'd be marscreates.com, or you can just find me on social media, Mars_creates, and that's C-R-E-8-S, because I had to be cool, right? So Mars Creates. And the same for the website. And then we're still developing the Earth Art website. It'll be done by June 18th, but we just want to make sure we...
Well, it's going to have to be a pretty dynamic site, right, if you're going to be running a global program from Sunbury,
right.
That really should be a launching pad with the opportunity to buy software and so on that'll kind of help folks along.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. But I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? So
absolutely.
So that's why I'm grateful to even have these opportunities to share and you know, the awareness of it, because you're going to need help to do that. It's one thing to talk about taking it global, it's another thing to actually do it. You know, you need help with that, right? So, you know, hopefully we can make it happen though.
Well, you're a force for good, and I think of course your creativity raises everybody up that touches you and gets to have an experience with you. They certainly know you up at Higher Hope. Are you involved in the leadership of Higher Hope Church as well, on council or something like that?
No, so I'm full-time there. So I help out with the social media stuff, the multimedia, all the video work and stuff you see like that, and then Sunday morning production, of course, helping out with the youth and things like that. So
good for you. Okay, well, thanks for doing all of that. That sort of raises up the whole town. Okay, so if folks want to get more information about this, go to sunburyrevitalization.org. Can they click through to you? Mm-hmm. And get that information. All right,
absolutely.
That's there. And they'll find out more about that. Would I see an example of some of the Earth art that might be complete? Is that available to look at yet?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can find that on social media for sure.
All right, well, fantastic. Anything else to add? What else would you like to tell our audience?
No, I just would love to see you guys out there. We're really, really excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can guarantee you've probably never been to an event like this.
Well, I'll go there hungry for art and hungry for dinner and interested in some good music and to see some real art and come away with some art, too. So sounds like a fantastic opportunity. Marcellus, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for sticking around Sunbury and saying yes to a lot of people who asked you if you could help them, and it's really just, I think, a wonderful thing you got going. So thank you, sir. Thanks for being you, I guess I'm trying to say.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Marcellus. Marcellus is here. Marcellus Hammond, if you insist on knowing a full name. But he, of course, I introduce him as the in-house artist at the Albright Center at Sunbury. Works down at Higher Hope, but a Sunbury resident. And Earth Art Demonstration with music and food and fun and demonstrations and vendors coming up next weekend at the Albright Center in Sunbury. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.